Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a cat that is keeping the jazz alive, relevant, and moving forward in 2016, this modern era of ours. That was New York City-based Canadian saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer Quinson Natchoff with a cut off his latest 2016 album simply called Flux. That was the song Astral Echo Poem. This album features a rather stellar lineup of jazz cats giving it the right polish, led by the great saxophonist David Binney, and it's a real good, inventive, fresh sound, the whole album is. Along with his solo work, Quinson is a composer and has written for a variety of diverse ensembles, and he has toured internationally and nationally as a leader, and the industry has responded to his charms. In 2007, he was the winner of the Chalmers Fellowship, a semifinalist in the Thelonious Monk Jazz Saxophone Competition, and a winner in the Canadian Council Jazz ID Showcase, along with so many other honors. As a good and busy jazz cat in the world, he has a bachelor's and master's degree in music performance from the University of Toronto, and he has put his knowledge and skills to use. He is coached at the Banff Center of the Arts, and he's taught at the University of Toronto and the Humber College, also there in Toronto. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I wanted to know who Quinson was. And this is how we summed it up.
It changes over time, too. As I'm sure anybody who's lived more for a few years, you know, the way you were thinking about things when you were in your 20s is really different than your 30s. And now, starting my 40s, there's a lot that stays common. But then there are a lot of things that have evolved over time. I guess always I've just been, as I keep kind of saying, trying to get closer to what expressing the things that are most interesting to me in kind of a unique way, or in an artistic way, hopefully, is how I try to approach each day.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that knows exactly who it is. It's a jazz town, plain and simple, put in the complexity of it all, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are pushing you into the jazz light yet again. From a master on the Hammond B3 organ and jazz, this dude is good. This is Tony Monaco with the 2006 tune I Remember Jimmy off the East to West CD, moving on right from the Midwest here. Thank you.
This is Terry Gibbs. You want to hear the best jazz, especially when they play my music, listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the richly talented saxophonist, composer, orchestrator, producer, scholar, and a professor, Ed Collier, with his latest tune, circa 2016, called 360, and that's appropriate. This cat covers everything. Ed has one gifted skill to sight read, interpret, and perform virtually any musical style. Called the Monster by the great Arturo Sandoval, the great Michael Brecker said that Ed is likely the most versatile saxophonist on the planet. Right out of Caracas, Venezuela, he was born to Spanish parents, and from the very beginning, he was a gifted musician whose energetic, passionate, and distinctive sound captured the attention of audiences and musicians alike. And his career has epitomized that. He won a Latin Grammy Award for the Best Instrumental Album in 2015, and he has been a five-time nominee. He is also a very prolific composer and arranger. From the very talented Italiano sax cat, Stefano Di Battista, this is the 2013 song Attenti al Lupo, off the 2013 CD Della in Jazz, next on this full hour of jazz, baby.
Thank you. Neon Jazz with the wonderful Joe DiNino. Hey, he's a great guy. Tune in.
Emeralds in my bracelets, diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau and a lot of other things. And I'm blue, so blue am I. Lots of ready money in 7 different banks. I counted up this morning, it's about 1,000,000 francs. And I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parlez-vous will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm headed for a showdown, and I can't go on from night till dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, and my heart starts singing, howdy-ho. I've become so darn refined that at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind.
That was the contemporary jazz and blues vocalist Catherine Russell with the 2016 cut Harlem on My Mind. It's the most recent one, and it sounds great. So her father is the late Louis Russell, who just so happened to be Louis Armstrong's longtime musical director, while her mom was the late Carly Rae, who had degrees from both Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music and performed with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm during the World War II. It was during 2002 to 2004 that she worked with David Bowie as a band member doing backup vocals, and she was also on guitar, keyboard, and percussion, and that was for his Heathen tour and reality tour. But she split with Bowie because she wanted to pursue her own career, and that has been coming into full fruition, as we just heard. From one of the biggest names in the jazz business and one of the most storied names in jazz, particularly in New Orleans, this is trumpeter, composer, teacher, and the director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, Wynton Marsalis, with the 1983 tune RJ off his CD, simply named after him, next on the program.
Delphio Marsalis, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was Venezuelan jazz pianist and composer Edward Simon with the 2009 song Navigator off the CD called The Process. So his folks were professional musicians, and at 15 his father sent him to the United States to study classical piano at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia with Susan Starr. Then he went on to Harold Danko at the Manhattan School of Music, and as a student he played with both Kevin Eubanks and Greg Osby. Once he got into New York City and the scene, he played with Herbie Mann, Paquito de Rivera, Bobby Hutcherson, Jerry Gonzalez, Arturo Sandoval, and so many others. He was also a member of Bobby Watson's band Horizon from 1989 to 94, and since 2002 he's been a member of Terrence Blanchard's group. And these days, he is an artist in residence at Western Michigan University. From the jazz singer and band leader Tierney Sutton, here he is with his outfit. With the tune, Every Little Thing He Does Is Magic, off their newest 2016 CD, kind of a variation called The Sting Variations. Dig it.
Though I've tried before to tell him of the feelings I have for him in my heart, every time that I come near him, I just lose my nervous item from the start. 'Cause every little thing he does is magic. Everything you do just turns me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for him goes on. Tell the story of a thousand rainy days since we first met. It's a big enough umbrella, but it's always me that ends up getting wet. Every little thing he does is magic. Everything you do just turns me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for him goes on. Every little thing he does is magic. Everything you do just turns me on. Resolved to call him up a thousand times a day. Ask him if he'll marry me some old-fashioned way. But my silent fears have gripped me long before I reach the phone. Long before my tongue has tripped me, must I always be alone? Boom, ba ba doom dee dee. Every little thing it does is magic. Everything you do just turns me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for him goes on. Every little thing it does is magic. Everything you do just turns me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for him goes on. Dee dee ba doom ba doom dee 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 ba doom ba doom dee.
Yeah, you've been listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. My name is Dominique Sanders, bass player located here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks for listening. Definitely tune in to Neon Jazz every day, all day. Thank you.
That was German jazz drummer Jochen Ruckert with the 2014 song Eggshells off his CD called We Make the Blues. And man, that dude has some talent. And the rule right now is that we will finish things off with Italian jazz trumpeter and flugelhorn player Paolo Frassu with the tune I Can't Get No Satisfaction, but hopefully you did over this last hour of jazz that was. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that we can get some satisfaction out of around here, the great Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
So reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We always love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.